It's time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today in your Wiki Corner?
Well, we're continuing our theme week on band name origins.
Yes.
And today we're talking about a band with maybe not the most creative name, but kind of an interesting story behind it.
Okay.
The Band.
The band. Name the band.
The Band.
I see.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So they formed in Toronto in 1967. And their music combined elements of Americana, folk, rock, R&B, jazz, and country, which influenced
everything.
A whole host of artists, including George Harrison, Elton John, The Grateful Dead, and Eric Clapton.
Wow.
So,
the band.
The biggies.
The band did that.
That's right. Between 1958 and 1963, the group were known as The Hawks, and they were the backing band for singer Ronnie Hawkins and The Hawks.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. In the mid-1960s, though, they gained recognition for backing Bob Dylan on his 1966 concert tour as Dylan's first electric band. Mm. So that's when he went electric. On July 29th, 1966, while on a break from touring, Dylan was injured in a motorcycle accident, and that made him kind of retreat into a semi-seclusion in Woodstock, New York.
Mm.
He invited the Hawks to join him there in Woodstock in February of 1967, and they recorded there what would become the Basement Tapes, released by Bob Dylan, in June of 1975. When they went into the recording studio to record all on their own, they still did not have a name for themselves. During their time with Dylan, everyone just referred to them as the band. Bob Dylan and the band.
Right, Bob Dylan over here, the band over there.
And so the name stuck.
They just took it.
They decided to stick with the band.
Okay.
Initially, they disliked the moniker, but eventually they grew to like it, thinking it both humble and presumptuous.
It's the best of both worlds. The band, and also just the band.
You're right, exactly.
I get it.
Yeah. Their debut album, Music from Big Pink, was released in July of 1968 and was widely acclaimed. It included three songs written or co-written by Bob Dylan, as well as The Wait, which became one of their best-known songs after it was used in the 1969 movie Easy Rider.
Oh, yeah.
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 In early 1969, after the success of their album, the band went on tour, starting with an appearance at the Winterland Ballroom. They then performed at Woodstock.
Oh.
And later that year performed with Bob Dylan at the UK Isle of Wight Festival.
Okay.
Rolling Stone lavished praise on the band in this era, giving them more attention than perhaps any other group in the magazine's history.
Hmm.
The band was also featured on the cover of Time magazine on January 12th of 1970. And they were the first rock group after the Beatles over 2 years earlier to achieve this rare distinction.
Why was there so much love for the band?
Because they were great? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's the other bands that are bigger.
Bigger, right?
Perhaps,
I don't know.
Over time.
The band performed a farewell concert on November 25th, 1967. Or 1976, sorry. The event included turkey dinner, because it was Thanksgiving.
Oh.
It included turkey dinner for the audience of 5,000.
Jeez.
At their farewell concert.
Wow. That's
nothing like dinner and a show, right?
That's a spread, right?
I mean, if you're going to go on Thanksgiving, right, the least they could do is give you a turkey dinner.
A lot of stuffing. A lot of green bean casserole.
That's right. Exactly. It featured an all-star lineup of guests, including Joni Mitchell, Neil Young, Bob Dylan, Muddy Waters, Van Morrison, Eric Clapton, Neil Diamond, and many, many others.
Wow.
Footage from the event was released in 1978 as the concert film The Last Waltz, directed by Martin Scorsese.
Oh, really?
Martin Scorsese. And The Last Waltz is hailed as one of the greatest documentary concert films ever made. In 2019, it was even selected by the Library of Congress for preservation in the National Film Registry.
Oh, thank goodness.
That's right. The band is estimated to have sold over 10 million records worldwide. While they weren't record-breaking in terms of pure sales compared to some of the other musicians around during that time,
right,
their influence on rock, Americana, and roots music far outweighs their commercial numbers. The band was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame in 1989 and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994.
Okay.
In 2004, Rolling Stone ranked them 50th on its list of the 100 greatest artists of all time.
Not bad.
And ranked their song, The Wait, 41st on its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also not bad.
No. And in 2008, the group received the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
The Band.
The Band.
You picked out a record to go along with The Band, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play their song, Up on Cripple Creek.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Up on Cripple Creek, it's The Band. Sarah, do remind us, why do we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about the band as part of our theme week on band name origin.
Makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right, the band backed Bob Dylan as his first electric band.
The band was the second rock group to appear on the cover of Time magazine.
And footage of their farewell concert was released as a film directed by Martin Scorsese.
Martin Scorsese, yeah.
Big fan of the band, apparently.
Big fan of the band, for sure. Mm-hmm. If you learned something on today's Wiki Corner, take a moment to text that thing you learned to us at 222-4000. Always interested if we help you learn. So text what you learned to 222-4000. That will get you in the running to win a gift card to Thai Delish. We'll be entering people all week long. Friday afternoon, we'll pick a winner. That person gets the gift card. 222-4000. What did you learn today about the band? Folks want to learn more about the band, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all up there. Plus, you can watch this live every day on Facebook while you listen on the radio. You can also catch the archives of it on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner channel. It's all right there. Be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material. And that's about it.
Thank you, Sarah. You're welcome.
You'll continue your theme week on band name origins tomorrow.
Absolutely.
At 4:10. Looking forward to it. Thank you. Thank you. Earth, Wind & Fire, Santana, and more coming up on Legends 1027.